By the way, now we cannot really edit anything in JCompris, but I hope that at some point we will be able to, for some activity when it makes sense, I hope that we will be able to provide through this interface a way for the teacher to add its contents. What is meaningful for him, the world he's teaching, the images he's using in his courses, so that it makes sense to him. So here the only thing we can do really is just to check or uncheck the... I don't see it. To check or uncheck the activities. So here you have the all activity description. That's all we can do for now with this tool. But that may be the future of JCompris. That's cool. So installation, that's always a big issue for schools, the installation issue, that's not very, very easy to install. You have different distribution, you have libraries problem, dependencies problem. That's JCompris does not differ than any software on Linux on this topic. So each time I make a release, I do a TGZ, RPM, a Debian package is maintained by Yann Birson, a French guy. So it is package for Debian. Mandrake, we have an old package for Mandrake. SUS, we have a package for it. Red Hat, nothing. I'm developing on Red Hat for now, so I'm doing the Red Hat package. So it's easy for them. But I like that Red Hat does officially something for education. They do nothing as far as I see. We could do better, but I'm not sure it's really, really good. So we could see JCompris just like a core application, and we have plugins and boards data that's separate, and we could make a distribution of a core and a board with the graphics, and mostly the graphics and the sounds are heavy and takes a lot of space. That could be done, but the drawback is that it may be a little bit more complex to install, and we will have a little bit more dependencies issue. Having boards and core with a different level of JCompris may cause a new set of problems. So for now, it's like a huge monolithic application for the user, even if internally it's really well separated and clean design, I hope. One good way to provide it to school is to use the FreeDuc CD. So I have one version if someone wants to test it on his computer for now. Nobody has a... So with the FreeDuc CD, you can just boot on the CD. And this is a Debian-based, Knoppix-based CD-ROM software or bootable Linux. And it comes with an XFCE user interface, not GNOME, not KDE, because we try to stay at the bare minimum in terms of memory usage. Something important is that schools usually have old computers, and we have to take care of being really able to run on low-end devices. And what's useful with this is that it comes with about 20 or 30 different applications dedicated to education. And with the CD, the teacher can use it at school, just create one by PC. They can also use it at home when they don't have the knowledge to install Linux on their computers, they don't want to lose their data, their Windows data. They can still use the CD. They can just practice or test some exercise, look at how it's going, so that the at school they have the same environment than what they can have at home. And that's also a very, very important advantage for having this. Another way to use it is using Abilidu, but there is also a different effort made by Raphael. So we can hopefully, many people would like to make sure that we can install Linux in a LAN with everything dedicated to schools. So that's a very important effort where we have to go. Competitors? Yeah, there are many. I don't know all the different applications, but usually the software we find on Windows, they are pretty dedicated to a market. We have specific software in France. The best seller in education in France are not available in the States or in any other country. So that's very big issue for them. They really focused on the local market. They don't translate. They perhaps can translate. That's not very easy. You have to make an internationalization works. You need to, since the design is very important, to take care of that. What we have a lot of DOS freeware. Many teachers were used to a specific little tool in DOS or in Windows 3.1, and this software tend to disappear because I got some requests for example, to use DOS freewares, but I've not been able to run them even on Windows XP. It doesn't run anymore. So there is a large set of, say, human activities or culture. There was something very good in this software, and that just lost. Nobody has the source code, and nobody can run them anymore instead of having old computers or old operating system. So that's very important for us to keep source code so that we are sure that we'll be able to follow the trend, to follow the new libraries, the new operating systems that will come. We will stay alive. What I try to do also is that often some student write a specific application just for fun, just part of their training sometimes, and they decide to release it as an open source software or free software. And that's interesting to use there to put it in JCompris, since if they are close to the API or the toolkit I'm using, it may be sometimes it's very easy to use their software and make sure that we have a large software with everything in it. I prefer to have a large software with a lot of activities and having a large number of different programs, because it's very complex to maintain. So in JCompris I use internationalization based on POFI, that's the standard in Unix, or Linux at least. Voices are in OcVorbis, and there is, for the complexity of educational, I had to add some other text files to have the list of words that are falling, for example. It doesn't make sense to let the translator translate them one by one, because I wanted to have short words, for example. But a short word in French can be translated with a long word in another language. So it doesn't make sense to translate word by word, but it must be really specific to a target language. Toolkit issue, I have a lot of, that's always a tough topic with hackers, to say, okay, you're using GNOME, I'm using KDE, I'm using SDL, so there is always discussions about. So for me, I selected the GNOME canvas because it is high level for the programmer, so it's easy to program. I don't know if it's the best choice, and I perhaps don't care. I did it using this API, and it suits my needs, so I have no reason to change. What's important also is to be sure that what we are doing run on Nix terminals, that we can go through the network, have a server and a light client. That's something very important. And what I would like is to have scripting in JCompris. I have a lot of requests concerning Python. A lot of developers are really interested in developing in this language. So that if someone is interested in doing this, I have no knowledge and no time to do it. But I think it would be nice to extend JCompris to another range of developers. Perhaps teachers with less technical knowledge will be more will be able to use Python and develop activities. Then it's a little bit more complex using C language. What's left to do? Like to see more activities. In fact, the possibilities are really infinite. You can never stop with this. There is some activities where we've not been. It's ear training, music. I like to be able to, like the way I did for the paintings. There is a puzzle with old paintings, so that they can, with a funny situation, discover old paintings. That's very useful. I like to do the same with music and let them discover the best now melody from Bach, from so public domain music. That's something I think we should go to this ear training. Astronomy. I don't want to do it like Celestia or other applications that are really broad in. And a deep application in terms of astronomy, but just discovering like a funny or a simple animation with the sun and the moon moving, explaining what is an eclipse, or just things like this. Mechanics, moving stuff, or an engine, for example, moving, explaining an explosion engine. It would be great because it's useful to. That's something you need to see it, and you could even make something fun with a click to create to replace the explosion, so that you see the engine running when you click, and when you stop clicking, it stops. So there is something fun to do, interaction with the user. Geography. We already have something. We have the a French guy, Pascal, did a geography application. He did only the North America and South America. That's a puzzle game where you have to place the country at the proper place with the name of the country at the same time, so that when you click on the name on the icon of the country, you hear the name in your language. We need to go further and to do the European, the ASEAN, and the world. Science. I have many things in science, in biology, or discovering, making some kind of experience, electric experience, having to plug a battery and a lamp and see what's going on, a resistance. That will be very useful, especially I think for countries where they don't have the money to spend in a expensive experience tool, and with this you can probably make it affordable. You don't need a computer. That's not always easy to have a computer, but let's say you have a computer, you can discover a lot of activities. Again, I don't think we should go. Something I don't want to go in is it's quiz. No, I don't know. It's quiz. It's English also. It's kind of asking question and say A, B, C. Okay, you have win. That's the correct answer. That's something could be done, but I'm not interested in doing this because you could do the same with a piece of paper, and using a computer for this doesn't bring really much value. I want to use the interactive feature of a computer. That's what is useful for me. What's left to do? That would be useful, like I said, for teacher to be able to adapt content for their own needs, create contents without having to develop when it makes sense. But for some activities, it really doesn't make sense to edit anything. For example, if you take the clock or teaching time, it doesn't make sense. This application or this activity doesn't, you cannot do anything more with this than teaching time. So, but for others, you can imagine that you want to put your own content, your own words, own images, or picture of the classroom to create something very close to the environment of the kids. Something also we think about is creating like a sequence. It would be like creating like a session so that the kid, instead of moving from one application to the other like it is today, if you run in this mode, then the teacher will say, okay, they will do this exercise and this one, this one, this one, and this one. And then when you run JComprehend, instead of having the menu, you will have to follow the exercise. So that perhaps in when you have many computers and you only one teacher, it may be a little bit tough to go to each one. Okay, no, you don't do this. You must do something different. With this, it can be more easy for the teacher to keep the class safe. So we had the idea also to do some kind of tracking, profiling. Now we have everything on computer, so that may be easy to say, okay, enter your ID, put your card and so on, and then keep track of what the kid is doing, how many level he passed, how everything you can do with a computer, we all know this. And then after thinking a little bit about this, I originally thought it would be a good idea, but in fact, I think it's something that should not be done. And I prefer to give the responsibility to the teacher to be there and to note or to appreciate what the kid is doing. And that should not be the task of the computer to decide or to say, okay, he's doing well or bad. Perhaps there is something he doesn't understand and that's not very important, or that's not the job of a computer, I think. And also you have the risk of doing mistakes. If the ID is not the correct person, they change the person and that's not the correct ID, you don't know what happened. And I would not like my kids to be noted with a system like this, where they just take the listing and say, okay, you pass. That's not fair. So I don't want to do this. So here it's a little bit more technique in the, I have just three slides or three or four slides for those that may be interested in the internal. Perhaps that will be welcome to help me hack on JComprehend. So how do we do this? So we have, let's start here. J'ai pas de fil, c'est bon. Linux, the GNOME canvas, the one I'm using, that's JComprehend, and the core API, you can represent it mentally as being the toolbar here, or the control bar of JComprehend. Above, we have an area, and that's in this area, the plugin will display its content. What we have here is the internal. Here we have the PO files. It's where the translation resides. And I'm using, so like normally in C software or in Linux, when you use strings, they are automatically translated using PO files. So that's this arrow. But I'm also using XML data. For example, all the menu are or each menu is an XML data set. So in this XML data set, you will find the name of the activity, the description, the help, and many other information useful for describing the boards. And to make sure we can still translate this menu as easily and the same location, because the translator doesn't need to know this, I'm using the ENTL tool from that's a GNOME toolset that makes it easy to translate XML files to internationalized XML files. And then in JCompris, when I load an activity, I take care of the current local or the user requested local and select the right language. But something also very interesting in JCompris is since you can use JCompris in a foreign language, so that may be useful. For example, to use an English class in France, you could run JCompris in English, and you will have the words, the letters, the numbers in English. That may be also useful to use it this way. Then we have XML boards, so XML menus and XML boards. It's for some boards like a puzzle like this, the geography puzzle. Each piece of the puzzle is described in an XML file. So that's easy just to create a new puzzle, you just create a new XML file. There is no C code to change. And now, since we have everything in XML, or the content, really the content of JCompris is all described in XML files, that's easy for us to generate website and OpenOffice documentation. So for example, here I have a documentation with somebody already saw the website. You have all the in fish, a piece of paper with for each activities, where you have the name of the activities, the description, the author, it's not always me, the XML file that in which it resides. It's useful for making a reference or finding bugs. Prerequisite, what is this activity used for, the goal, and the user manual. So that's very efficient in terms of managing all the data we have, because now we have 40 activities. It's about 20 megs of data and code. So we have to be sure that the software keeps it easy to manage. So if you want, you can let it go through. So we have the same thing on the website. For each language, we are able to create the full description of all the activities with all the screenshots for all the languages. So it's about, if I remember, 200 different HTML files. It starts to be really huge. So what is a XML menu? I'm losing a little bit. What we have here is we have the name, the type. What happens is that the type is used for JCompris. When it loads an XML file, it goes through the type and asks each plugins to say, do you know how to play this type of activities. And if one plugin says, okay, yes, I know how to play a click game. Okay, so go on, play that. And j'ai compris gives the area where it must display, and click game will say, okay, I just go and have my my activity here. So we have an icon for being able to display it in the main area. The difficulty is so that we display one star, two star, or three star. So one star is for 3 and 4, two star is for 5 and 6, and three star it's 7, 8.
And above.
And above. Yeah. The auto border, it's not useful that much. So the title, what's here we have an underscore, and the underscore is used by the internationalization to replace the PO description or PO translation back into the XML file. So we have an API for each plugins. First, we call Etherworld board with the type we found in the XML. Then we start. We call start board, and each activity is also can use some feature of J'ai compris to play sounds, to play awk files, that you don't have to rewrite this kind of high level functions yourself. If you want to display an image on the background, you just call J'ai compris set background with the name of your JPEG image or PNG image, and it's automatically done. So that's fairly easy to create an activity with J'ai compris. For example, the simple one where we erase the blue blocks, it's about 500 lines of code, where 200 is just the initialization that are common to any activities. So that's pretty small. Okay, a lot of there is some example of how the GNOME Canvas API works to see that it's a little bit high level development. Here is the first sentence. I do GNOME Canvas item new, create a new item. The board root item is something that has been given by me by J'ai compris, by the core. GNOME Canvas rect get tip means that I want to create a rectangle. And then for each type of object I can create, I have some parameters to give, like x1, x2 for the coordinate of the object. And just these lines, the object is created. Just one line, one sentence, maybe. And to move the object, you just change the coordinate with the GNOME Canvas item set. You give the item that has been given by you by GNOME Canvas item new, and you change the coordinate, and it will move the object. So that's you don't need really deep graphic understanding to use this. The drawback is that the performance is not it's not very efficient. It's easy for the programmer, but that's not very easy for the internal to manage all this kind of moving objects and take care of the layers, and there is many high-level features that we can that I use. Like you can group object together, and so that when you move one object, all the other in the same group are moved at the same time. That's very easy for the programmer. That makes things simple for the programmer. Questions? Oui? It's not a library. It's a plugin.
It's a plugin.
Yeah.
Does it mean that when you start XML3, all the plugin are not in memory, or only when you start one specific board?
I load all the plugins in memory when I start jQuery. We could do better, probably, but... Yes. Yes, that's possible, but you know, since I don't know from the name, I have an XML file, and within there is a type of the for the menu, there is a type of the board, and I have to, if I do the way you want, I will have to load each plugin I find one by one and ask him, do you know how to play this? And okay, you don't know, so I unload you. Because I have no way to discover, to know which one is appropriate for a specific board. So it may be an enhancement, but...
You could have the name of the plugin in the XML file instead of the name of the board, or both. So in the XML file, you know, for playing the click game, I have to load clickgame.so or whatever.
Yeah, that may work also, yeah. That seems easy. Yeah.
Have any contacts been taken with schools for teachers in France, for instance, for the UEFM or kind of thing?
Yes. I don't understand your question exactly. If there are any contents used by or contacts, I have one. André Cohn from Toulouse, but I think he's CRDP. He made an activity in jQuery. So I don't have many contacts. I am in Toulouse, so I have contacted the UFM of Toulouse. Mr. De Becker, if I remember, to talk with him about jQuery, and he was pretty interested. I talked about FreeDuckCD and he made a download, I think, of FreeDuckCD and test it, but I have no more feedback than this. You have some idea?
I just think that it's very important to have the contacts with the schools for teachers, because at the end, as far as I've seen in those schools, most of the time said, okay, you're going to use this program and you're going to delegate it this way with this program. And you click there, right there, and so these kind of things, and you don't change anything. That's how it works most of the time.
I'm not sure that that should be done at the level of each software. PET made at the level of a lug or something like that. And they come here, look, here's what you can do with jQuery, with this, with that. Look what you can do with that. But
do you have any figures on how many schools or how many teachers are using jQuery already in
No.
class?
No, well, I know in France the numbers I have from Abuledu is that last year they had officially 300 official deployment in France of Abuledu. So let's say jQuery is part of Abuledu, so it's used in there is 5 or 10 10 computers by school, so it makes start to make a large number, but I don't have anything precise. Yes? From children? Yes, through their parents, usually, or their hackers, I have a lot of feedbacks of people telling me that their kids, most often girls, I don't know why, but girls are much more interested in jQuery than boys. I feel, perhaps I'm wrong, I don't know. But I have the users I met are very happy of this software. Kids are very happy.
What about your own children?
My own children? They use Microsoft. No, my boy is 9 years old, and he tend to start to use. That's something I want to say also, is that we probably miss something in the range, in terms of education, in the range 8 to 12. I'm not sure we have very much to provide for kids.
You work with psychologists to design your software?
No.
Would it not be a good idea?
Yeah, anything that can help is a good idea, of course, yes. Yes, but it must still be easy to implement, because we have few resources, and
in Toulouse, don't they have a department of psychology or children's psychology in the university there that you could consult with?
Yes, could you please do that?
Me?
Yes.
I don't live in Toulouse.
No, but there is the internet to get in touch with Bruno.
Good, yes.
So if you could, in your own town, get in touch with psychology or education or any kind of things like that, and give the feedback to Bruno or to the community.
We could do that. We could try.
That would be, I suppose, one very effective way. If you know some people, most of the time the difficulty is to know the right people or people who could be ready to help or knowledgeable enough to provide a specific help, education, psychology, linguistics, something like that, and then gather the information and give it that back to the programmer. So that the programmer is not expected to do everything, from the documentation to programming to contacting the teacher to get them information.
I agree totally, but I think the cross-disciplinary teamwork is demanding.
Yes, I'm open to this kind of things, but as I told, I'm not a teacher myself. I don't have anything related to education, besides that I am a parent. But that's all. So I also expect from the education field, UFM in France, CRDP, or people that are interested in education to jump in this application and in what we are doing at Offset to bring more value to the software, because they have ideas, they have something to say. I agree with this. I'm just a developer. Okay.
I had some more technical questions.
Okay.
This would be something like a Windows port or a Windows binary. You don't want to do it, or I was thinking that it can be something helpful for example for people that don't know about
My answer to this is FreeDuc CD. this software is based on GNOME, and GNOME applications are not portable to Windows without a lot of efforts, and I don't want to spend to do this effort.
It's just an idea. And about the graphic application, you use GNOME canvas, so you do only two-dimensional graphics, or is there some idea?
What you call
OpenGL or something ideas? Because you were speaking about motor or something ideas, and it's very useful and easy.
Yeah.
Program in OpenGL and some provides some animation.
What?
Yes, can save up here.
Yeah. I have some what you call 3D. I have 3D here. That's not probably 3D you expect. That's 3D for me.
Okay.
So, and here you have the map. You have to find your way. If you want to do this, you could imagine as soon as I am in GNOME, and I know that in GNOME you can create a GTK object with that can display OpenGL. And when you are in your plugin, in fact, you have an area with a GNOME canvas, but you can display any GNOME object. So you could also display an area with OpenGL. I believe it can be done. I've never been this way. but should be able to be done.
And is there some documentation on our program?
Yeah, there is a poor documentation, like in every free software. There is some. But that's easy, just to start to take a simple activities and to just to copy it, rename it to your name and replace the fields. It's pretty easy to do. But there is also a tutorial that explains how to do step by step to copy an activities, change the different fields, change the make file, and so on. Yes.
Is j'ai compris able to deal with language like Visual, Arabic.
Yes. All yes. It's now it's with GNOME 2, the latest port since j'ai compris tout. We are completely UTF-8. So we had Russian, we had Greek already, but now it's really better supported. We have better also fonts. The fonts are much cleaner now than in J'ai compris one. So that's working.
What about the write to left languages? Languages you're writing from
I think it works. It works. Because it's UTF-8 and I'm using completely GNOME, and in GNOME they made a lot of efforts to do this, and I'm doing anything about this, so that's just the GNOME part. That was is useful, or what is very efficient for me to rely on the GNOME API, because they evolve. Even if it's not efficient in graphism, it's very important for such topics and this. So if I use low-level libraries like SDL, I'm better in graphics, but also it's more complex to do something like this.
Why there is some predefined resolution in J'ai compris
800 per 600? There is there is several resolution. In fact, you can change it here.
But why there is not a window like another GNOME application? We can
You have it. You have it. If you want, you remove the full screen here and. Music again? Okay. So you can have it as a window. Yeah. Okay. No more question? One more. I resize it now here, but you can select the size. Can select for small monitors. Here you can select this one, or this one. That's all. You can't resize it now. Dynamically. In fact, I could do it, but you lose in terms of quality anyway. If you make it bigger, you see pixels and that. Yes.
Do you have any ideas how to make it more attractive? Younger children,
I don't know what the specific ages are you aim at,
but I have a nephew who's 4 years old and he likes using it, but there is a problem, they can't read to make it more attractive to younger children.
Why they can't use it?
Why he's 4 years old, he's still in, he hasn't learned at school how to read, and I think the images are not that clear for the younger children.
Yeah.
I like to move around and grow around. How do you have any idea?
I have no idea. Of course, at some point you need to read. There is many activities that you need to read, but that's also good, because I expect the kids at some point to be able to read and to use their capability to read, to use the software. That's also important anyway. Now for the smaller kids, they are usually smarter than us and they tend to be pretty familiar really fast with the software. As far as I've seen, also I expect to have a parent or a teacher behind the teacher to explain what to do. That's not because we have a software that we just put the kids in front and okay, and go doing something else. Why not go in and explain a little bit? That's not that much.
So that's the problem. I would be glad to do explaining before my nephew. That's not the problem. But sometimes, like just to give it that airplane for a little child.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what does an airplane do for the program. Like
me neither.
Like that question mark. He knows. That's help.
Okay, now if you have better ideas and you can provide better icons, of course I made it myself and I know that's not perfect anyway, and we can do much better. That's
yes.
Okay. I stop now.
A little time, ID to support and provide these ID, maybe contact with psychologists or other kind of team to make J'ai compris even better. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to meet you at the Fisafra Foundation booth.
Okay.
In the main building.
Okay.
Have your room.
Okay.
Okay.
Bonjour. Il y a moyen de cacher les boutons parcours?